So my first topic is feminism, which I know is one of your favorite topics. Like, you love feminists. You love feminism.
I love them so much.
Yeah. So my first question is, what does feminism mean to you?
So honestly, I think when people, I feel like what it is, to me, I feel like feminism is like an ideology, however you pronounce that.
Ideology,
philosophy. That, you know, like, women are, you know, valued as much as men are, and a pride that comes with it. However, I feel like everyone, like, takes feminism and creates it into their own thing. And what my problem is with, like, modern day feminism, it's like literally, I feel like it's making it completely turning it around. Like, I know this is a stupid example, but I feel like it's like an epitome, like a perfect example of like how feminism is so dumb sometimes, because it can be taken in so many ways. It's like Lala from Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
She's like, feminism, feminism, but then she talks so much shit on other, about other women's bodies, about other women's, like, actions.
True.
And she also, essentially, like, I mean, she may love the guy, but she lets a man pay for her Range Rover, pay for her
are you caught up?
Sorry,
are you caught up on the episodes?
No, not yet.
Oh, well, in the most recent episode, they broke up for 17 hours, and then when they were broken up, she said something along the lines of, like, the first thing she said was, there's a lot of dicks I can be sucking to ride on the PJ, or something like that. And
yeah, totally. That's what I mean. It's like, but then she's considered a feminist. So it's like, but then if you ask the other women at the reunion, they're like, well, it's her feminism. She can own it as it is. I'm like, there's no definition. So that's my problem with quote unquote feminism, is that there is actually no definition. People are basically just using it as justifications to act however the F they want because they have a vagina.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the heart of feminism has nothing to do with, like, sexuality, but I feel like it's turned, I don't know, I feel like it's turned into it. Like, people are like, well, guys get to walk around, like, talk about being slutty or whatever, and girls don't get to. And it's like, well, maybe we shouldn't really be allowing guys to walk around talking like that either.
And why stoop down to that level if it's such a problem or not a problem? I mean, and that's another big difference too, is that, like, I'm not offended. I'm personally not offended that there are different categories for, like, women and men, because I feel like women also, even though in the past they've gotten some, you know, they've been, I don't know, like, what's the word? I don't know, maybe not treated equally. I feel like also women have gotten way more perks than men have at the same time. So it's like, well, what do you want? Do you want to be equal, or do you want, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, so I was on Twitter the other day, and I saw this video of this girl, and she kept, like, pushing this guy and pushing this guy. And then finally he body slammed her. And, like, of course, some guy on Twitter, like, you know, tweeted the video and was like, and you guys want to talk about having equal rights, well, this is equal rights or something like that. And like some girl was like, how come guys always want to have this like this energy when it comes to like hitting a girl, but they don't want to have this like equal rights energy, you know, otherwise? I don't know. It made it
to the household or something, like taking care of people. Well, right. I mean, and that's, and also, I mean, it's different because, you know, you ask me, how do I feel? What's my honest opinion and stuff? And I guess for me personally, like, I don't feel that I've been ostracized for being a woman necessarily. Like, I've never felt offended or felt like put down. I mean, I've even worked in a male dominated industry, and like people super have supported me, and I don't know. I mean, I just, my problem, like I said, back to feminism, is I think people are just like using it to justify whatever actions that they can. They're just putting, they're slapping feminism on it and being like, whatever I do is okay, because #feminism.
Yeah, so I feel like you don't necessarily have a problem with like feminism and its definition, but you have a problem with feminism and its like practice by,
and there are people abusing feminism. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And people abuse any kind of label as an excuse, aka the guy from freaking Empire. Hello, look what he did. He took a major issue and was like, I'm gonna slap it on here because people are gonna care and blah blah blah.
I still don't really understand exactly like why he did that. Like what, like
I don't get it either. So from what like, I heard,
okay,
my friend was saying she knows everything about it. I also just don't pay attention to shit, and I'm like, okay, I'll like look at the clickbait and be like, I think I know what's going on.
Okay.
But she said that apparently, like, there was something that happened to him that was, like, a hate crime, and then he, like, spoke out about it, and no one, like, cared or paid attention, and so he was pissed and was like, so I'm gonna reenact it. Yeah, or, like, I'm gonna do something that's, like, extra bad and, like, you know, really get people to pay attention, but, like, you know, to make sure that it's, like, a known issue and, like, that it's fucked up, but it backfired because they obviously, like, got the evidence. But it's, like, so fucked up because, like, in this modern day, you don't do that shit. You don't cry wolf when, like, you're being attacked.
You don't need to. I'm like, you don't need to do that stuff. Like, there's enough of that actually happening. I mean, not that, I don't know specifically, but I mean, didn't he hire some like Jamaican guys or something? Like,
yeah, hired two guys to like actually beat the shit out of him, and then like, but then there was like the Bleach comment and the Noose comment, and yeah. I'm just like, you're going way overboard.
Why would he hire black guys if he was wanting them it to be, like, racially charged? I don't understand.
Maybe to be, like, this is for a common cause. Maybe he was, like, kind of, it was a way of being, like, this is actually going to benefit our, like, communities of our
blood. Oh.
Hire white men because you claim they're white men. Like, if you're going to be a proper business person, like, don't falsely advertise that. I think we're getting off the rails on feminism. So anyway.
It's okay. We don't have to get... It's okay.
Finding causes for our own. And Nemo. And finding Nemo.
Okay, welcome to the fact check for segment one. Okay, so we were talking about Lala, and we were referring to Lala Kent. And so she is an actress and like a reality star mostly on a show called Vanderpump Rules. And so Vanderpump Rules is a TV show on Bravo that we love. It follows people working in a restaurant owned by Lisa Vanderpump in LA. And so Lisa Vanderpump actually got famous on another show that we talk about later called The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And it's funny, actually, I wrote a paper on The Real Housewives last year, just about how it like helps connect people. And I think it's funny that even in like these, you know, more politicized issues, we end up talking about Vanderpump. And a PJ is a private jet, and Lala is dating a movie producer, and he's like very wealthy. So she rides on the private jet, and she broke up with him in the most recent episode for like 17 hours. Anyway, so that's what we were talking about there. And then the Jussie Smollett issue. Okay, so it's sort of involved. So I have a timeline from the Chicago Tribune. So basically, in January 22nd of this year, he said he got a letter that had MAGA written on it, or MAGA, or however you say that. And it said, "You will die." And then it says expletive. I believe it's the N word. Anyway, so then he says on the 29th, he was attacked by these two guys who told him it was MAGA country, and they wrapped a noose around his neck. So then the police are like checking all the surveillance, and I guess they can't find anything. And so, you know, a lot of people on social media are going, you know, crazy and having support. And he's, Jussie is also like openly gay, and he's African American. So, there's just, you know, hate crime issues and, you know, all that stuff. So, then it comes to find out, or then, around, so they start like looking through his phone records, and like some information is redacted, and he goes on Good Morning America. Anyway, they end up finding the two people, and they're Nigerian. They're not Jamaican. So I'm sorry about that. But, so they end up talking to those people. They found out he gave them money, and the owner of the Fox, or the TV show, Empire that he's on, he said that he was unhappy with his salary. So that's why he did it. Oh, I'm sorry. Not the Fox. So it's the Chicago Police Superintendent, Eddie Johnson. He said that Smollett faked both the threatening letter and the attack because he was dissatisfied with his salary on the show. Johnson, who is African-American, calls the alleged hoax despicable and says Smollett dragged Chicago's reputation through the mud. He also reprimands the assembled media for not paying as much attention to each case of gun violence in the city as it has paid to the Smollett case. So that's sort of what's going on there. And basically he was arrested and now he's out on bail, and he was just indicted on March 8th. So anyway, please enjoy the next section.
You know how in the beginning entrance, though, like, they change up, like, their little sayings or whatever?
Yes.
Okay, so I really love Lisa Vanderpump's of, like, oh, like, you can stab me in the back, but while you're at it, kiss my off. I'm like, you go, Lisa. I'm kind of team Lisa Vanderpump. I hate that they're, like, ganging up on her.
Me too. Okay, I don't even like Lisa. I don't even like her. I'm like, how dare you make me take her side? How dare you?
You don't even like Lisa Vanderpump and the fact that they're being such, like, petty. Petty. I mean,
this is all Kyle. This is all Kyle.
No, Teddy Mellencamp sucks. She sucks.
She's just... Okay, so Teddy just got caught up, I feel like. But Kyle started all of this. This is all Kyle. And Kyle used to be my favorite. And Lisa Rinna. And they... Yeah. Ugh, they're just, what are they doing? It's not right.
I don't know. So,
and her brother, like, just died. Like, how?
I know. You guys are mean, like, terrible people. Like, she even said, she's like, I already didn't really want to come here. I'm already in an emotional state. You guys are literally all ganging up on me. Like, F you all. Like,
yeah. No. Well, I heard she, like, doesn't film with them all the rest of the year.
Oh, really?
Like, after this trip, she refuses to film with anyone except for...
She does it separately? Like...
I think she does that, like, fight at the end of the year with Kyle, but...
But otherwise, they just, like...
I think she legit is like, I'm not gonna be around you people.
Well, I mean, good for her. I mean...
Yeah.
I just, like...
All of this... And, like, they're all, like, gathered around Dorit, like, it's okay, Dorit. And it's like, she's the worst one. She's the one who gave the dog.
I know. And it's, like, and it's funny because Gabby was like, wait, so what's going on? And I'm like, okay, well, so Lisa really loves dogs and, like, animals and stuff. And, like, Dorit, like, okay, fine. I get it. Again, I have a kid and I have a dog. Like... If anything, I would be like, Lisa, this fucking dog fucking bit my kid.
Yeah, I would be like, what the hell? And apparently she already, like, had a dog that did the same thing. So it's like, why did you get another one? Stop getting dogs. Like, they don't like you.
Stop getting dogs. Stop getting dogs. But also, like, I would immediately, I would for sure, I wouldn't be like, I just gave it to a friend. I'd be like, Lisa, your dogs, these are, like, not nice dogs. So you need to, like, figure it out.
Yeah.
Talked about that. I just finished the Bahamas trip or whatever. Okay. That looked, you know, super bougie and awesome.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm like, okay, so I hated Erica on that trip. She was a horrible person.
She was fine.
She gets so defensive and it's just like really off-putting. It's like, you don't have to be that like, like, I feel like she just, like, turns her, like, humanity off, and she's just like, I'm gonna be really just, like, cold, and I don't care about anyone. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm indifferent to her, who really bugs me, but I know this is why they have her on the show, but I'm just like, shut your fake lips, is Lisa Rinna. I'm like,
she just wanted to get...
Get out of here. Get out.
She just wants to get Vanderpump so bad. She doesn't care about how.
Dude, and she's just like so awkwardly skinny and like constant, just like spread eagle on the boat all the time.
Did you see her dancing at the club?
Yeah, like, no, you can't. Like, you have children.
Well, I mean, and like, they have this whole thing about like her daughter having an eating disorder, and then she's like, then they show this old clip of her being like,
I can't eat.
She's
like, oh, she doesn't eat. She's like, don't say that. I'm like, it's really, like, what?
Like, if you're not, like, you refuse to eat, like, I don't know.
And then someone made a comment, or who was it? Someone was like, oh, I didn't have bread today, like, at the dinner. Did you notice that?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
I wonder who it was, and I wonder why they could have bread that day.
I don't know. I'm like, do you only get bread one day of the week, or on, like, Saturdays?
Or, like, did you work out really hard, or?
So, I know, I'm curious. I'm like, please, please do that.
Tell me your tricks.
Denise Richards, I think, has been a fun little addition.
She's my favorite.
Yeah, she's just, I like when she was like, yeah, fancy food looks really good for Instagram, but I like fries and cheese.
She's like, I like the kids menu. Like,
shows up to the, like, you know, they're like,
fancy.
They're not rent the runway. They buy the runway, but and she like shows up in her little sparkly white shorts.
Yeah, I thought that was cute. I was like, that'd be fancy for me too. And they were all like, oh.
Peasant.
And it's, she's like the legit, like, most famous one of all of them. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and I love her. She's like, I just want the tequila straight on the rocks. I'm like, yes.
So why is, do you know why Camille continues to be on the show but not like a main person on the show?
She's like a friend of.
But she used to be an original.
She was, but then that was like a long time ago. Like,
that was the first round, the first season.
Like when she was married to Frasier, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. She's just a friend of now. Did you see Brandy's coming back?
No.
There's like a preview of an episode where she goes out to dinner with, I think it's Denise, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I miss Brandy. So I didn't realize.
Well, I'm like, if Vanderpump's leaving, bring Brandy back.
Dude, totally. But I didn't realize that Vanderpump Rules and all those shows or whatever, or that one show at least, became a thing.
All those shows.
All those shows. became a thing because of Sheena. Sheena was the one that. Brandy's
like blew it all up.
What?
She banged Brandy's husband.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, this waitress or whatever, and like that's how it all, and then it like spun off to be Vanderpump Rules. I didn't realize that was like the connection.
Yeah, I feel like I'm sure I knew it a long time ago, but I must have forgotten, and then I figured it out again recently for some reason. Okay, welcome to the final fact check, which is more of a final tell you what the hell we were talking about. Okay, so first thing I kind of want to talk about. Okay, so Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is what we were talking about. It's a show on Bravo that I talked about in the first fact check. And it just follows women in Beverly Hills who have a ridiculous amount of money, and they kind of have seemingly silly problems and just the drama of that. Anyway. Excuse me. At the beginning of every episode, they have like little taglines. So there's different people. So we were talking about Lisa Vanderpump, and she's the one who also sort of started Vanderpump Rules, which is the show that Lala is on. And we talk about Sheena and Brandy. So Brandy Glanville is actually someone who used to be on that show. And she used to be married to Eddie Cibrian, I believe is how you say his last name. Anyway, he was cheating on her with a waitress who worked at Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant, but her and Lisa Vanderpump were friends and they filmed together on the show. Anyway, that person's name is Sheena Marie. And yeah, so she's actually on Vanderpump Rules still currently and still works for Lisa and Brandy. And Lisa ended up getting like in big fights, and then Brandy left the show or was kicked off the show. I'm not entirely sure. Anyway, so that's sort of what's going on there. So, okay. So at the beginning of all the shows, there's like these things, you know, it's the beginning that, you know, I'm so-and-so. So Lisa Rinna is on the show and she's married to Harry Hamlin, and she's the one whose daughter we were talking about who had an eating disorder, and her name is, Amelia Gray. And, she came out with saying, you know, she had an eating disorder and I guess she's pretty healthy now. And, I mean, good for her for getting healthy, but, we were just saying, you know, sort of the, pressure that her mom, I mean, her mom talks about it on the show too, Lisa Rinna. Anyway, so that's sort of what we were talking about there. Anyway, so Lisa's, tagline is, in the game of life, it's Rinna take all. Ha ha ha. Hilarious. Okay. And then the next person is Erica Girardi, and hers is, most people talk about their fantasies. I'm living mine. And so she's also known as Erica Jane, and she is a singer and she's married to a lawyer. The other one is Dorit Kemsley, and hers is, in the business of, in business and in life, I wear many hats and hairstyles, which is kind of ironic because, her husband is being, you know, sued by, a casino in Las Vegas for like $3 million worth of debt. So then, Teddy Mellencamp, that's, whom I guess was talking about, her says, I'm not afraid of hard work, but I'll never do your dirty work, which is sort of alluding to the fight that I'm going to explain in a minute. And then Denise Richards, who used to be married to Charlie Sheen, she's pretty famous for some movies back in the 90s. She said, my problem with the tabloids, my real life is so much juicier. And then Kyle Richards, which is sort of, she's just, her sister is Kathy Hilton, and Kim Richards is her other sister. She was like a famous actress. Anyway, she says, in Beverly Hills, the truth always has a way of rising to the top. So anyway, the big fight here is that, okay, so Lisa Vanderpump owns a dog adoption center, and Dorit, her friend, adopted a dog, and instead of bringing the dog back, she gave it to someone else who brought it to a kill shelter, and Lisa got it back. Someone at Lisa's, at the dog store ended up, telling Teddy, who didn't really get along with Dorit, and then Teddy ended up telling a bunch of people. Basically they're mad because they think Lisa Vanderpump orchestrated Teddy bringing it up on camera so that she didn't have to. It's all very, very silly. And anyway, but that's what's going on there. So not a lot of facts going on, much more opinions, but just thought I'd fill you all in so you sort of might know what you're talking about. And if you want to watch the show, I think it's pretty great. All right, thanks for listening. Special thank you to Jason Boardman for recording our theme song. Mm-hmm.